Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our Sunday school at 10:45, our worship service begins, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can also be seen on the local cable channel 97 on the second and fourth Thursday night at 8 p.m. Our services are also found live on YouTube. Our church is located 1 mile off the Mountain View Road in Tryon. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
Stand beside this chilly waters, waiting for my final call.
Standing by the river,
looking beyond, gazing toward the land of fadeless beauty, where no surges rise and fall.
Listening to the music,
on the other shore.
I can hear the angels
singing out a welcome with my friends and loved ones who have gone before. Music from the land. Looking me on, faces of my friends I often vision, forms of loved ones oft appear. Standing by the river, looking me on,
standing by the river,
waiting for the boatman.
Listening to the music
on the other shore.
I can hear the angels
singing out a welcome with my friends and loved ones who have gone before. Shadows of the night are swiftly falling low. I hear the boatman's oar.
Standing by the river,
looking beyond. Many are the voices sweetly calling. I must tarry here no more.
Standing by the river.
Listening to the music on the other shore.
I can hear the angels
singing out a welcome with my friends and loved ones who have gone
over yonder, beyond the river, fig tree and robes of white.
Just over yonder,
there'll be no
heartache.
No lonely days up there will ever come.
There'll be no crying, there'll be no dying. Oh, what rejoicing when we get. I'll soon be going to see my Savior upon his throne and hear a welcome ring out through heaven. Oh, weary pilgrim, this is your home.
Just over yonder, there'll be no heartache.
No
lonely days up there will ever rejoicing when we get home.
Just over yonder,
there'll be no heartache.
No lonely
days up there will ever come.
There'll be no crying,
there'll be no dying. Oh, what rejoicing when we get home.
By the prettiest streets that I shall e'er behold, where the beautiful tree of life for us is waiting. By the prettiest mansion made of purest gold, the prettiest robes and crowns will all be wearing. In the city four square, beyond this world of strife, and the prettiest songs with the angels will be singing on the beautiful morning by the river of life. I want to meet you by that beautiful river on that eternal morning in the sky, where we will live in peace through the endless ages, where we will never say goodbye. The prettiest beds of flowers will be blooming by the prettiest streets that I shall e'er behold, where the beautiful tree of life for us is waiting, by the prettiest mansion made of purest gold, the prettiest robes and crowns will all be wearing. In the city four square, beyond this world of strife, and the prettiest songs where the angels will be singing, morning by the river of life.
Amen. Acts chapter number 19 this morning. The Bible said it came to pass in verse number 1 that while Apollos at Corinth, Paul having passed through the upper coast came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? They said unto him, We have not so much heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, Unto what then were you baptized? And they said unto him, Unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came upon them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. And all the men were about 12. Our Heavenly Father, our gods, we come before you this morning. How we thank you, Father, for this day. Lord, for your blessings upon our life, for strength and help this morning, God. Thank you for the word that we've read this morning, God, and for the sweet Holy Ghost of God that dwells and abides within our heart this morning. I thank you, Lord, most of all, for giving your life on Calvary, God, saving such a wretch as us this morning. Father, I pray that this morning, wherever your people are gathered together, you'd be in the midst this morning. I pray that someone precious soul might come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. God, anoint your men as they stand and proclaim the truths of thy word. May it go forth and accomplish where you send it today. May your saints be encouraged in these last days. May revival break out, Lord, in our local assemblies this morning, God. May your people be motivated. May they be burdened this morning, God, for the work of Christ. While that it's still day, I pray for those who made mention, those that are sick this morning, God, and afflicted, those this morning, God, that are weighted down. I do pray this morning, God, that you'd lighten their load, letting them cast all of their cares upon you this morning. Have your way and your will. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, and amen this morning. The Bible said this morning here in verse number 2, dear friend, they said, we've not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. I want to preach from the thought, God been our helper this morning, concerning why God's house is haunted. Amen. Why is God's house haunted this morning? I think of a haunted house this morning. We think of some kind of image this morning in sheets, rattling chains, and objects passing through walls, and groaning this morning. But, brother, that can be no further from the truth. I do believe in ghosts this morning. I believe in a ghost. In fact, it's the Holy Ghost. It is a He. I am the third person of the Godhead Trinity this morning. Amen. And I realize many in the church are afraid, dear friend, that God's house is haunted this morning. Our brother just mentioned Holy Ghost in the average Baptist church, and brother, they'll already be flinching, getting uneasy and fearful. Dear friend, the first thing that comes in their mind, dear friend, somebody speaking in an unknown tongue. Amen. And I realize the Bible said here in this passage, dear friend, that they spake with tongues. Dear friend, but I'll tell you, it's not an unknown tongue. God doesn't speak in gibberish. Amen. Dear friend, in fact, there were some five different ways in the book of Acts and by which men received the Holy Ghost. Dear friend, God did it in the beginning in the birth of the church, in the apostolic age that died out with the Apostle John. Amen. Dear friend, but now the church has been established. Dear friend, this morning, now there is no need for those gifts that were given unto the first of those in the church this morning. Amen. Dear friend, most of the time the first thing goes through people's mind, dear friend, we're going to handle snakes, we're going to drink some poison, we're going to roll around on the floor in convulsions and lay hands on people. Dear friend, I got news for you. That sounds more like the devil's crowd. Amen. man. And dear friend, with the Holy Ghost of God, there is no confusion and there is no fear. Amen. You don't have to jump the pews. And dear friend, and holler and slobber. And dear friend, squeak. And screaming. And dear friend, run the aisles to be filled with the Holy Ghost. And dear friend, but I will tell you one thing, brother. If he fills you up on the inside, it'll manifest itself in some way on the outside. Amen. You've not got to quit your job and sell your belongings and live in a cave to be filled with the Spirit of God this morning. Amen. You know, it's interesting sometimes to pass through communities and their church will have Holy Ghost revival. Dear friend, well, that's ironic. Brother, without the Holy Ghost, there is no revival. There is no life. Dear friend, there is no moving of God's hand in our midst. I'm not going to let the devil steal my thunder. Dear friend, by deception or fear or ignorance. Dear friend, this morning I'm telling you, dear friend, if we'll follow the example of the Lord Jesus Christ, dear friend, we'll find our place, dear friend, in the necessity of the Holy Ghost in our life today. The Bible said, dear friend, that when, dear friend, old John was in the womb of Elizabeth, dear friend, that when Mary mentioned she was with child, that he leaped, thank God, dear friend, in that womb, because he was filled with the Holy Ghost, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible said, was Mary was overshadowed by the Holy Ghost, when he was baptized, the Spirit descended upon him, dear friend, in the next chapter, when he was led of the Spirit into the wilderness. Amen. He was empowered. Dear friend, the same Spirit that raised up Christ Jesus will also quicken our mortal bodies. If Jesus Christ, the darling Son of God, had done all that he done through the power of the Spirit of God, what makes us think that we're any better this morning, brother? You need the Spirit of God to preach, to pray, to sing, to shout. I thank God this morning to have any influence or power this morning. Dear friend, it's got to be done either in the Spirit or in the flesh. Amen. If you're going to face the world every day, brother, you better have a good feeling of the Spirit of God. Now, I know when I got saved, the Bible said I was sealed. I thank God with the Spirit of God under the day of redemption. Dear friend, once and for all and forever. Amen. Jesus said when he comes, he'll abide with you, thank God, forever. I've got him inside of me. He's took up residence and he'll be with me, thank God, till he raptures me out of this world. But there is such a thing as being filled and full of the Spirit of God this morning. The Bible said, be not drunk on wine, wherein it excess, but be ye filled with the Spirit of God. Amen. I'll tell you, Baptists nowadays, we're so stinking afraid to show any kind of emotions. Dear friend, we're afraid we'll be labeled charismatics. Amen. Dear friend, I'll tell you, we'd be dead as a graveyard if it wasn't for the Spirit of God breathing upon us and upon our service. Amen. Dear friend, don't be afraid. Dear friend, this morning God's house may have a ghost in it, but thank God this morning it's a good Holy Ghost of God. Amen. I want to make mention of his witness. He is somebody. Amen. He is real. Amen. Dear friend, Jesus said the Spirit is like the wind, brother. You can't tell where it comes from and you don't know where it goes. You can't see it. But thank God you can feel it when he blows by. Oh, hallelujah. The Bible said there's three that bears witness. Amen. And the Spirit of God is the one in heaven, and thank God upon the earth. Amen. There's one dwelling but many feelings. Dear friend, this morning, the Bible said if we are led of the Spirit, we know that we are the sons of God. Amen. Dear friend, I think about his attributes, his distinct characteristics. Dear friend,
Oh, I've heard some of them say the Spirit is like, he's like an influence. He's like electricity. But yet the Bible said he is a real person. Amen. He speaks expressively. The Spirit speaks expressly. In the latter days, men shall depart from faith. The Bible said the Spirit of God spake and said, separate me, Paul and Barnabas, for the work. The Bible said, Paul said, the Spirit forbade me to go into Asia. The Spirit of God spoke unto Philip and said, go join thyself. Brother, electricity ain't never spoke. An influence ain't never spoke. But the Holy Ghost speaks today. Amen. Dear friend, I've heard a still small voice echoing in the canyon of my soul. And thank God this morning he's got a voice. And he speaks unto us this morning. Thank God he loves us. Dear friend, this morning he's got a will. He's got knowledge. Dear friend, the attributes that the Bible declares that the Spirit is a real person this morning. Amen. I think about his accomplishments. Dear friend, the Bible said the Spirit of God in the beginning with the Father and with the Word, he moved upon the face of the deep. Amen. When the Father said, let us make man in our image, he was talking to the Son and talking to the Spirit. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, only he who now lets and hinders, dear friend, the devil this morning, he is the Spirit of God. He appoints, he anoints. Dear friend, this morning, dear friend, and Paul said, I don't come to you with a demonstration, with words of wisdom of man, dear friend, but I come to you with a demonstration of the power of the Spirit of God this morning. Amen. Dear friend, the Bible said that man is, dear friend, more than just the things that he possesses, and the kingdom of God is not in meat and drink, but it's in love and joy and peace. It's in the Spirit of God this morning. Dear friend, I'll say the Bible witnesses the fact that he, Jesus said, I'm going to pray, have the Father send you another comforter. And if I go away, he will come. Amen. Dear friend, God wasn't sending down a line of electricity. He wasn't sending down a spiritual influence. I'm the third person of the Godhead. I thank God when Christ Jesus the Son came and said, it's finished, and went back into heaven to sit down at the right hand of the Father. The Spirit of God came into this world. I thank God for you and I. I think about the work of the Spirit of God. He was sent to do a job. Amen. Brother, we don't need another Pentecost. Dear friend, the Spirit's already here. We need to utilize what's already been opened up and accessed unto you and I today. The Bible said when he come, he'll reprove the world of sin. And when he comes, he'll abide with you and dwell in you. Thank God he is and does have the work of the salvation of the sinner. Amen. You can't be saved without the Spirit of God. Amen. He's the one that strives with a sinner. He's the one, thank God, that brings conviction. Jesus said, no man can come to me unless the Father that sent me draw him. Thank God by the Spirit of God. Amen. Dear friend, you hear the Word of God, and it's the Spirit on the inside that begins to woo you, and I dare thank God to bring you, I dare friend, that searches you out, I dare friend, I'm telling you, without the Spirit of God there is no salvation. He brings instruction to the Christian. Amen. He's relevant in our everyday life. You don't take him off and hang him up on the nail when you walk out Sunday evening from the church house, but thank God he goes with us. He teaches us and guides us into all things. Leads us, I thank God, step by step. Gives us the Word, brings things to our remembrance. Amen. He helps our infirmities. Dear friend, he helps our inadequacies. He's the comforter. He's the intercessor. I thank God he's relevant in the everyday events of the life of the child of God this morning. Woo! Woo! Dear family, where would we be if the Lord had not sent the Spirit of God into this world this morning? Dear friend, I think about His welfare. Man, many have missed out on not being filled with the Spirit of God. I didn't say you wasn't saved. Dear friend, I'm telling you, we've got to get filled. There are benefits. Dear friend, when He is in you. Dear friend, when He's in you, those nine fruits of the Spirit, I thank God, are, dear friend, they're manifest. The love, the joy, the peace, the goodness, the gentleness, the long-suffering, the faith, the meekness, the temperance, those gifts of the Spirit of God, wisdom and knowledge and faith. Dear friend, this morning, discernment. Dear friend, these have different administrations and different operations, but they are the same Spirit. The callings, dear friend, this morning, of preachers and teachers, dear friend, the anointing, dear friend, this morning, it all comes as a result of the Spirit of God. This morning, He's the one that blesses us. The good Holy Ghost of God lifts us up, encourages us, strengthens us, increases our faith. Dear friend, the burdens, I thank God this morning that He gives us for the lost. Who do you think wakes you up in the middle of the night, dear friend, and encourages you to pray? Amen. Dear friend, who is it, do you think, dear friend, that blisters your hide, dear friend, when you're about to do something you know you ought not to do? Who restrains you? Who puts boundaries and limits? Thank God this morning. Who walks with you all the way? Dear friend, I'm telling you, when your cup is running over, when you're willing, rivers are swelling inside your soul, when your eyes are leaking, dear friend, I'm telling you, what makes a difference in the song? What makes a difference in the sermon? Thank God, it's the Spirit of God this morning. You know when you've prayed, and when you've prayed through this morning, when the Spirit of God has come by and touched your heart, dear friend, and bore your request upon His wings to the throne of grace. Dear friend, I'm telling you, without the Spirit of God, we'd be wandering in the wilderness, dear friend, today, not knowing what to do, dear friend, and afraid to do anything. But thank God for the welfare of the Spirit of God this morning upon our soul. Dear friend, I'll tell you one last thing, dear friend, and that is the warning of the Spirit of God. Dear friend, seven times in Revelation, writing in the churches, the Bible said, "He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say." This one, you better take heed. Amen. I'm not talking about being afraid. I'm talking about giving reverence unto the Spirit of God this morning. He is God. Dear friend, you cannot manipulate the Spirit of God. You can't buy Him. Simon tried to. You can't imitate Him. Sceva tried to. You can't stop Him. Galileo said, if it's of God, you can't stop it. Amen. And by the way, you tell this TV crowd, brother, you can't bottle Him and sell Him either. Amen. You buy all the handkerchiefs you want to. Dear friend, you send all the seed money you want to. Dear friend, but I'm telling you this morning, dear friend, they've not got a monopoly on the Spirit of God. He's real in the lives of every believer. Dear friend, the Bible said He was out respect to persons. Amen. Dear friend, I tell you, we willingly and knowingly oftentimes either abuse or neglect the gift of the Holy Ghost. The Bible said, grieve not the Spirit of God. Dear friend, that sealed us. Amen. Our attitudes, our pride. Dear friend, the Bible said, quench not the Spirit of God. Dear friend, this morning He said, resist not the Spirit of God. Lie not to the Spirit of God. Vex not the Spirit of God this morning. Dear friend, the Bible said, your bodies is the temple of the Holy Ghost this morning. And he that defileth the temple, God will destroy it. You ought to think about that next time you lay down at the tattoo parlor. Dear friend, piercing everything in your body. Amen. The way you dress. Dear friend, it reflects upon the Spirit of God that lies within you. Amen. But last of all, let me say, friend, warn you, refuse not the Holy Ghost. Today, if you hear His voice, harden not your heart. Amen. Dear friend, I'm talking to the child of God this morning. Yield yourself, surrender yourself, submit yourself, and God will fill you up as you've never been filled this morning. May the Lord richly bless you, is our prayer.